unto you mercy and peace from God our Father and from Christ Jesus our Lord. This morning I should like to direct your attention to one verse from the lesson which was read just a minute ago. The words of our Lord, Jesus answering, said to them, "You are wrong, because you don't know either the Scriptures or the power of God." My dear friends in Christ Jesus, doubters have always been with us. Skepticism is not a phenomenon of the age of rationalism or just of the 19th and 20th centuries. It was doubt that Satan first sowed in the heart of Mother Eve when he asked the question, "Yea, hath God said?" There were doubters and skeptics also at the time of our Lord, and he had to confront these. One of these confrontations is recorded in our text. The Sadducees, as you know, doubted the resurrection, doubted what Scripture tells us about angels, doubted other things that were recorded in the Scriptures themselves of the Old Testament. They thought that simple logic made the doctrine of the resurrection of the dead ridiculous. And they proceeded to demonstrate their intellectual superiority over our Lord, who accepted this doctrine, by questioning it. It was to this challenge of theirs that he responded with the word, "You are wrong. You don't know either the Scriptures that you pretend to have studied, nor do you know the power of God." You don't know the Scriptures. There's a temptation to all of us to study about the Scriptures and to omit a study of the Scriptures themselves. This is a special temptation to you and to me, who are thrown into daily contact with the Word of God. Our sophistication suggests also to us that we know all that there is to be known about the teachings of Scripture, and that we ought now to give our attention to studies about the Scripture. This was the mistake that the Sadducees made. They thought that they were beyond a simple study of the Word itself. They decided to apply the critical tool of the human mind to the Word itself. Their minds were to be the judges of that Word, not simply the instruments by which that Word was to be better understood. But there's another very powerful lesson for us in these words which we have before us. Would you see in God's declaration, "I am the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob," an affirmation of the resurrection of the dead? There is a great deal that each of us can mine from a careful and repeated study of the Scriptures themselves. The Holy Spirit serves to unfold God's revelation to us in ways that would never be apparent to us if we approached it only with the intellect. So once more we come to an importance of a daily study of God's Word itself. There is such a great temptation to say that we are just too busy for this, or to say that our studies drive us into a study of the Word and that ought to be adequate. Unless we immerse ourselves in a daily study of God's Word in daily devotion, we too are in danger of our Lord's judgment. "You are wrong. You don't know the Scriptures." But there's also a temptation to deny God's power, the same temptation that the Sadducees face. And I suppose this is especially true for us as we learn more and more about the ways in which God ordinarily works. Many of the things that were once mystery, because we did not understand the natural laws through which God governs and rules the universe,